Only eat half. Or maybe even just a quarter. Take a little bit. You don't got to eat the whole thing. Eat half. Eat a quarter of it. Wait. Wait an hour. See what happens. Talking edibles, man. We've all been there. Come on. Look, we're all grown-ups here, okay? You can go down the street and buy some THC gummies and cookies and brownies and all that stuff. But you got to proceed with caution because they'll bite you. They'll come back to bite you. And here we are, opening up the phone lines, talking about edibles and some people's horror stories. It's Justin Scott and Spiegel, the best of 2022.
If you go to the show, who knows? Maybe you can take an edible.
By the way, I love that song. That song was incredible.
That song was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I miss you, Chester.
Yeah, I just like had a moment over here.
Yeah, you were singing. I wanted to let you have your moment there.
Nah, but I like got into like a whole Chester thing, and I just listened to the song. That's tough, man.
Yeah, so many years later, it's still a loss in rock that unnecessary, heartbreaking. And God bless the rest of the members of that band for continuing to get out there and do the damn thing.
How about this? 800-273-8255. What's that?
Is that the National Suicide Prevention Hotline? One more time.
800-273-8255.
My man.
Just to look, if you need it, use it. All right, man. That God, what a good song. And if anyone's going to write in and say it's whatever, it's not 98 Rock, stop it.
Yeah, stop.
That was perfect.
You got to understand, Lita Ford's never putting out another hit single, okay? You just got to get over it, okay? I'm sorry, but Queensryche is never going to headline M&T Bank Stadium again. I hate to do it to you.
We miss you, Chester. We love you. Anyway, let's get on to edibles. You had a story from a friend.
Yeah, our boy Stavros.
It's hard to know where. Listen, the world of weed comes in the form of milligrams, and that's kind of your gauge as to hopefully you can figure out, you know, what you're taking with, in terms of edibles, how many milligrams you're ingesting. Was this a homemade edible?
I don't know. It was on his show that I wish I could say the name of, but look it up. It's called Town. And he just was talking about an edible. There's this new edible out there that you can buy.
Yeah.
I can't say the name of the website on the air because I know the archdiocese back there will swing the hammer at me. But there is now a sub-milligram THC level that you don't even need a card for. You can just go online right now and buy these things and they send it to your house. And it's like a soft edible. It's like a diet edible. And he was talking about a time he did this show where he snacked on one, didn't know the milligrams. It kicks in way too late. Like at first, you know the old meme, these edibles ain't meme. You're putting all your laundry in the dishwasher or you're trying to make a phone call on the toaster. And he said this thing kicked in like 4 hours later. And he had a very long drive that he thought like, well, I guess it's nothing. Guess it was a children's gummy.
And while he was driving.
And then white knuckling. Oh, God. Oh, God. He said it was a 12-hour ordeal, a hellscape ordeal.
Driving impaired is driving impaired. And I will say that I have some friends who have kids that are getting to like high school age now.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that these edibles are starting to make the rounds to some of these parties. And it's like,
they're powerful, man.
Yeah, look, nobody's technically died of a weed overdose, but you don't want them driving or engaging in reckless behavior while doing this. You would hope that it's a controlled, safe, fun environment.
Like when I do my murder mysteries, and sometimes we stay the night at an Airbnb. Some people, I won't name them, but, you know, Tommy Woodworth, Eric Sambazo,
Katie
Gabbert.
You're a grown-up. Do you
want
to dance the dance with some things?
I just sit back. I usually drink a Riesling, and I just try and do my crossword. And meanwhile, they're doing uppers, downers, all-arounders, pop cap, zippets, and whippets, and I'm always like, guys, keep it down. I'm doing my crossword, and I try and drink my Riesling. And then they're in the other room injecting pot and drinking Coke and all kinds of things. And I said, guys, come on, you're going to OD. And these edibles, remember the one that we were introduced to by our old pal who I can't wait
Joey
to have
Coco up? Diaz.
The Star of Death.
The Star of Death? I just Googled it.
It's so scary. And,
Anarchy Edibles, they're called Red Star Gummies. The nickname is Stars of Death. Do you remember how many milligrams per gummy?
I remember it was a star, and you took a bite of each one of the points. Wasn't like each bite like, I don't know, 50?
Well, one star was 125 milligrams. And he would eat.
That's insane.
He'd eat like the whole bag.
He'd eat the whole thing.
And I guess, like, look, if you want to know where the limit is, or if you want to see the, he would always say, "I want to see the devil. I want to see the devil. Come for me.
I want to see the devil.
I want to go down into the void." Like, hey, you're going to see the devil, homie.
Yeah, and the devil's
like I said, you'll come through it on the other side.
But depends on where your headspace is at, where you're at. The first experience I ever had with a quote unquote edible was in Southern Maryland. Shocker. We didn't know how it worked. We just thought you put weed in brownies. The brownie seemed to be the original weed edible. And my friend David Fuchs and I just took shake and put it into brownie batter. And it was disgusting.
Yeah, that's what we would do.
It was awful. And I mean, I can't even remember if I got a buzz.
You're supposed to, you got to put it in the butter. Did you do the butter first?
We put it right in the Betty Crocker instant brownie mix. So there was just like little chunks of awful grass in it.
You got to get it really, really fine. This is what we did in college. You would get it really, really fine.
Yeah.
Saute it in some butter and then put the butter into the brownie mix and you'd be feeling all right. Somebody said a bag. It says Baghead Boys. Baghead Boys Extreme. 800 milligrams of THC.
No,
per pack.
Oh, okay.
And they say these things had my wife forgetting how to breathe. And me having an anxiety attack for 10 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's not fun. Say no to drugs.
Hey, friends in my murder mystery group, the one friend that we love very much for the things that they'll do with men, text me the name of the strain that they recently ate that sent them into a full-tilt panic attack. There was a story amongst our group of one of our tertiary friends that took something that her and her significant other just proceeded to become feral in a hotel lobby. They couldn't handle what it was. CJ, what's up, man? What did you, what happened to you? You ate an edible.
Yeah. So my neighbor made some homemade butter, and I just lathered that on some bread. Like, he warned me it was strong. I took that Friday night. I woke up Sunday morning like I was in another world. I was fully high till probably about Tuesday, maybe. Luckily, I didn't have to
drive. Oh, my God. Yeah, that butter. You probably were meant to have a wisp on the edge of like a cracker. Or
that's
mix
the
it
thing.
In.
Well, it's that homemade butters and stuff. You have no idea.
No clue.
The potency.
And when I butter my breakfast toast, my butter, I mean, that bread is wet by the time I'm done with it. That's what he did.
He'd be tripping for a week.
Yeah, he's got 200 milligrams in his ass. Thank you, buddy. Matthew, what's up, pal?
Good morning. How are you?
Not as high as the last guy.
Well, you know, you can't say you've been high all day unless you start early.
Good point.
I am originally from Baltimore. I've been out in Denver for about 3.5 years now. But I've always been kind of a THC lightweight, but, you know, when in Rome. And so my first visit to Denver, I had to go to a dispensary and I said, you know, I'm kind of new to this. I don't know where to start. And the guy said, well, a standard dose is 10 milligrams. And I was like, all right, okay. Well, let me get these 5 milligram mints and these 5 milligram gummies and, you know, and I'll cobble it together and figure it out.
There you go.
So I ate a 5 milligram mint. I waited about 15 minutes. I ate a 5 milligram gummy and then I had to go meet some friends for dinner. You know, and they were out with some friends of theirs who I'd never met. Like, I'm brand new to this town.
Oh, yeah.
And I walk into dinner just in time to be just, like, catatonic. I'm just, you know, big plate of nachos on the table, and I'm just, like, staring out into the middle distance. I can't speak.
You're going to love our friend Matthew. He's great. No, here he comes in now. No, here he comes. Matthew, we're over here. Come here.
But they had to have understood. They weren't too judgmental, I imagine.
Well, I couldn't speak. I couldn't even tell. I just sat there like a plant. You know?
Yeah, we used to send people to Denver for a 420 tour, and that stopped after a listener had a very similar experience. Thank you for the calls. All right, coming up, Josh Spiegel out, Crystal Park in with news. Crystal, what can we expect at 7?
Hey, good morning, guys. All right, we are waiting on a big announcement coming from the Orioles this morning about a musical guest, hopefully. Also, what do you think space tastes like?
Ooh.
Well, Coca-Cola has bottled that. And also, I hope you're not waiting on a Porsche or a Volkswagen because they're burning in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean right now.
All right, coming up at 7.
Don't just hear it, see it. Justin Scott and Spiegel are streaming on LiveWire right now. Open the 98 Rock app or go to 98online.com/LiveWire.
It is 7 o'clock. It's also time to pay attention to your heart and